Kalashkariti, whatever you call it, after the Mishnah first. I would want to go on certain cases. When the case is, I'll have to mention something that I prepared to say in the Torah Mother lecture, but because of the heat of time, I admitted that for the only thing that I did, there are many other things that I prepared to say, and I didn't say. But here it's relevant to the pshat in the state of the sun. It was mentioned in my case, I don't know whether it's got an army, so it was mentioned by me. Omalei Rabbi Shweda Levi Osedavi. Osedavi. Yerushalmu Breshis Rabbe. So much. So the Mora says that the Rabbonon said to Rabbi Shweda Levi, and Rabbi Shweda Levi lived many, many years after Blessed Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbonon said to Rabbi Shweda Levi, the children came to this Medrash. And he said certain remarkable things. Remarkable Chiddush. But in Oshalmu, gracious Rabbi, come out the Rabbi, the Oshalmu yielded this. Come out the pleasure of Yeshua, have a nice guy. So I mean, it wasn't all in our children, you know, it's not children, that's it. They're like children from day school, I mean, that you have, that visit the university, I mean. So it was special children. Among the children were the brethren of Yerusha. Yechilik al Shashalom, because here the Gemara mentions that these children visited this Medrash in the days of Yeshua Levi, so that was many years later. Yechilik, v'hod Roma, v'chilik the brethren. So the question is, according to the Shalman Gilead, which is Rabbi, the president of Yeshua war among those Davide, so it appears that the president of Yeshua learned Torah when they were children. But in Pirkei Rabbezer it says, Shalom Romad Rabbezer Teiro Alacho Yehudu, that he was much older, Rabbezer, when he started to learn Torah. And here you see, it appears that they were very much involved in learning as when they were children. So Tesis says, Haine shali osak achenasigot. In other words, Tesis here emphasizes the distinction between Romad and Osak. In other words, there the Greek of Leva uses the Loshin Lomad, but it really means loy osak achinasvot. What is the difference between lomad and osak? So if you want to know the difference between lomad and osak, so you should take cognizance of the loshin of the Birkas HaTorah. Now we have Birkas HaTorah, everyone says it in the morning, there's the machlokes. Whether it's three broches or two broches, the question is whether we say they haven't known before. So then it's the conclusion of the brocha from Jesus of the last in the world. The Arab will be the as he was the host of the people, he's humble in soil. So if we are there, if we say it, they are the floor, that's a metamship. So then it's one block. And that's the reason as to why it's not the second block. So Abraham mentions a riot. If it had been the second block, so then it should be the second block, even though there is a loche. Of Brochas Muchal Chavato is in Pesachas before, but it doesn't apply to Aruchos on Mele. If it had been a separate Brocha, it should be Pesachas before, even though it's Muchal Chavato. So that's on the Tamsa. The Rambam Shiti is that we say it Harem, Harav. So, Harav no, because it's a separate law. And why is it Pesachas law? Because it's a Torah. Hasmuchal Chavato. So, Mele is not Pesachas anyway, whether it's two Torahs or one Torah. So, we had at least two Torahs or three Torahs. Shom Tzitzit is going to ask you to retain all of them. And Harav knows one Bracha, then we have two Brachas. Then we have two Brachas, according to the Torah. According to the Rambam, that Shom Tzitzit is going to ask you to retain all of them. And Harav knows two Brachas, so we have two Brachas. So the question is, why two, why three? I mean, I'm only mitzvahs, we have one Bracha, why here? The Chol HaTorah has two, or maybe three, and something interesting. He has said there is a Torah when you get in a way. And Torah the Tzibor, and there is a Torah the Tzibor. So there you have one broche, Shabrocha born in Paran, and there's a woman as the Rosei, who had the Shem Reis in Akhiro, and then you have the other broche, you have the other broche, you have the Yasida. Now, so, in the Birkas HaTorah, the 31 says, I'm from the king of Yochid, not the Tzibur. So, there are two or three broches. And then, what are the two or three? So one or two consist of Shom Tzitzit Molasim Potero and the Harav. And then the second or the third consists of the same broche that you say on Pesach Torah Lifonel. But then on Pesach Torah you say broche l'achreo also. And you don't say it. And you don't, but you don't say it here. That's also interesting. Why is it so? Why is it so? Why is it so? Now the Gemara in Brocha says that why do we have to say in Brocha Lachel by Kris HaTorah? So the Gemara says the Prophet in Brocha Omar Rabbi Yehuda Nayim Dirk Samozin Lachel Min HaTorah Shenema Vachalto Vishavoto Uvirach מנין דרך הסתור לפניהו מן התור, שנאמר כשימא דשמי קרוב וגיל אלוקים. עומר רבי יחם למדנו דרך סתירה לאחר מדרך סמוזין מקרבחינה, ודרך סמוזין לפניהו מדרך סתירה מקרבחינה. דרך סתירה לאחר מדרך דקס, דרך סתירה לאחר דקס נכנסתו, אני יחיד אסי לא נצא לאחר. דרך סתירה לאחר מדרך סמוזין מקרבחינה, ומה מוזין? In Tom Lifono. Tom Lacho, even though we say that Mosin also requires a Tomeo, but that's not mentioned in the Perish, you know, that is only the Jewish. So Ma Mosin Shin Tom Lifono. It's not explicitly mentioned that it's Tom. Is Tom Lacho, so explicitly mentioned Tom Lacho, so Perish at Tom Lifono. Kishem Hashem, it's explicitly mentioned, Kishem Hashem Echo, of Gil Rikeno, in Din Shetuno Lacher. Now the question is, such Kawahena, why were the Chachomim Misakei, why won't the Chachomim Misakei, he got the Birkas HaTorah every morning, Rolto Lacher. I mean, Moses, why does it apply only to the Torah? We have to understand this. And then we have to understand the Lishenis. Hashem says that it's one of the last of it. And then, not real meaning, but last of it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, there are two brachas, or three brachas, Rabbi Yehuda brachas, and he should get that, the laws of the days of God. So he says, in Neis Machli, the Shem, it's two or three. Whether two or three, so he says, why two or three? So he says, if we say it's two, so one broche is for Niskan Alpeh or Shibalpeh, and one broche was Niskan Alpeh or Shibalpeh. And if we say, it's three broches, so because we say Mishneh in Boreshe in Mishio, and we say the Korbanes, and we say the Medrash of Bishmol, the Dim Yiddish Hashem Kashif. So we have Mishneh, and we have Mishneh, and we have it's volume, so we say it the very outset. But then we have other Mishnahs, and then we came to Shavlochim, that's a bit later. So, and then we have Medrash, because, in other words, so we have three things of thought, three dimensions of thought. We have Mishneh, Mikro, the Psukma of the Kabbalah, Shalom Yisrael, and what is that? Well, that is not that. And we have the Korbanos that we say in later. Not everybody says that. Oh, I daki do. But not everybody says that. And then we have Medrash. So we have Medrash, and we have Mishneh. So involves in Shiur immediately. And then we have the Mishnayos. And then we have Medrash, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Medrash, that's the price of Rabbi Shmuel. The beginning of Yishan Tehrash. Wow. Why do I have to mention his name? I can meet from Rabbi Hashkolish Boches. That's according to the Shite, that is three Boches. Kino Leima Bedeke Hashkolish Yon. Mikro, Dain Tarsus Kobonis. Umishne, the Haine Yisrael Mekeim. Umedresh, the Haine Rabbi Shmuel Leim. Ubirkas Hashaboch Abonu, She Yulo is Mikro. Hashaboch Abonu, you see at the end. Isn't it remarkable? So, Hashaboch Abonu, we say at the end, that is a mikro. Boraye, we say the Boch Hashaboch Abonu, Chris HaTorah too. There you don't have Mishnah, you don't have Medrash, you only have mikro. So Hashaboch Abonu that he said at the very end, that's the mikro. Ubirkas Harev B'Mishneh, Ubirkas Al-Shon Tisha B'Tzibonu, Lassim B'Tero, that's the Medrash. And he says, what is the Medrash? That then says, the price of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yitunum Midas Atiro, Midrashis. Now, so here, so we see that in respect to the broche of Asher Shonsis, it's for Lassik with the Atiro, where the Chachomim emphasized Lassik, not just the only. So that was Niskan and Tirosh Baalpeh. So, in other words, in the Harab Moisik, if it's one Borges, so it's certainly a continuation of the English, the Borges. But it is Smuk al Chavato, and it's like concomitant of Lassen Literature, even if it's two Borges. So there, the Chachomim emphasize the term Lassen, not literally. Why? Because Lassen means in depth. That's Lassen. What is the origin of Lassen? So, the Chumashiyah, do you know Chumashiyah? Okay, no, I hear that whole time. Okay, thank you. Isek is called Iske. Loshna Gmore means business. You know, if somebody is a businessman, if he's a real businessman, so he doesn't do it superficial, you know. He's involved in it, otherwise he's not a businessman. So he's involved in it. Reishi Verube. So in other words, Isek means not just learning, but it means total involvement. Reishi Verube. And is derived grammatically, so it's derived from the term Isek, Ayin Sin Kuf. Sasquim, right? Are you about to react?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why. It's in Tilis, right?
Beros.
Yeah, Beros.
Beros,
yeah. Sasquim. Panikma Yobibu Rei Gro, Rei Shishobo. So, Posikho, Vayobibu Rei Gro, and Rei Yitro Flame, Wono Hamoy, Vayikho Shinabeir Isek. She is Saskrin, the community Saskrin. They were involved in the struggle. I mean, because they are completely involved. I mean, when a person, when does a person fight? I don't think Chassid Sholem fight with the peace. I mean, when does he fight, he speaks out. When he's completely involved in something, so then he speaks out. If he's not completely involved, so he doesn't speak out. So, here it says, so, but, Kisaskun, like a businessman, so that's Isek, this is Saskun name. He does everything, he galvanizes his potential when he's involved in business. If he doesn't galvanize his potential, he's not a good businessman. Should do something else, I don't know that. But he's not a good businessman. So, I'm Torah Shabbat Peh, the Chachomim emphasized, La'asek. Why? Now, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, and I heard from my father, that there are many rites that the Rav Shulchan Aruch is right. He says, Torah Shebaal Peh, if you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, suppose, you know, sometimes you have, I'm sure, I mean, I hear that in certain sections, in Brooklyn, especially in Brooklyn, in New York, so at the Dakayomi Shir, you have hundreds of people. That's what he said. I don't know. That's what he said. And I'm accepting it. But does that mean that everyone who attends the Dakayomi Shir, he knows what his nation is Gemara? Maybe some get something, and some maybe don't get anything. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, if you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, let's be just the 9 words, and then you keep on reading. You don't understand the word, you're not keep on reading. But Torah Shebaal Peh is different. There are many Jews, there were many Jews years ago, today, I mean, we don't have some Jews, who are very ignorant, who just knew Hebrew, and they didn't even understand the Hebrew that they read. So they used to spend hours and hours on saying Torah. They didn't understand. Ashrit Mundar, Hayokan Tiras Hashem, we said constantly, but they didn't know what it means. So Tiras Kapsav, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, that the mere recitation, the mere verbalizing constitutes a key, even if you don't understand it. Even if you don't understand the word, if you understand it superficially, so of course you have to do it. But if you don't understand the word, you just say it, you have no means. You have no means. So in other words, so that's why Tiroshbalpe involves understanding. Understanding. So Mele, the term used is Lasin Tuato. Lasin Tuato. But Tiroshbalpe, you have a need even if you don't understand. One who says still and doesn't understand the word, he has a need to. He's the kind of need of Pamatel. The kind of need of Pamatel. So there, we don't use the expression last. Now, there is a Gemara in Avrizori. Dr. Tess. Veyom Arom. Leilom Yumi Dodom Tero Vahakin Yege. Shenema Vitira Sadishem, the Hodo of the Rossi Yege. Then the Rode says another memory. So then, that on the surface, it would tend to indicate like the contrary of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Veyom Arom, Leilom Mikrasinesh. The Afal Gav the Mishka, even though he forgets. There are certain people who forget everything you learn. So of course, if somebody learns Torah and he forgets it, even if he forgets it the next 5 minutes, he forgets it. But at the time when he learns, he understands it, so he certainly has a mitzvah. But then the Afal Gav the Mishka, the Afal Gav the Yoda Maikoma. So Afal Gav the Maikoma, he doesn't even understand it. So two things. First of all, according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, it might have reference to the Tirush of Sash. He doesn't understand anything, so he should still learn Torah. What should he do? He should say Tirush. So have a Tirush of Sash. And even if it could apply to Tirush of Sash too, but after that, the Yoda might come up, doesn't he? Mamish Yoda doesn't know it. You know, there are all kinds of degrees in understanding. So even though he understands very little, but he understands something, you know. So then there's a mitzvah, of course, those who attend the Hayom Mishir, even if you don't know anything, don't understand it. But something they understand, they absorb, unless their mind is preoccupied with the stock market, so then they don't absorb anything. But anyone who attended the Hayom Mishir, even if it's in Zvochim and Noches, he'll understand something. Stand something. So Rabbi's memory could have reference even to Torah Shabbat. So even if it's Mamish, no Yoga might come. He doesn't understand a single word. If somebody says still, doesn't understand a single word, he's in kind of needs of one of them. So the first member of Rabbi. Leilom Yumi Yodom Tiro Vahachin Yede Shenema Vitiras Hadishem Vahoda of Trot Yede. So Rashi says there Yumi Yodom Mirabe Yachitin Girsa Satan Bilhushin Zguro Lelifi. See how Rashi emphasizes that the person should learn Torah and should to say it verbatim, and then he should be able to hakim yege yayim the talmude yilzmeis milse le milse le hakshe yiso le tarit uva vishenu le yasuke shemo le vate v'arav u yimtso le kosho ve'eid l'acha shishon harbe kumisyashe di talmude umitares la'atzmei dobo hakosh. So he said, Hakim Yeger means Yayin the Talmude Lidamis Milse Lilse. That's easy. You just learn, you understand the Gemara. So it's not easy. Easy means like easy conditions. It's asked for you when you are involved in learning, so it bothers you. You don't understand. I mean, you are ready to fight, not as we show him fight with your fist, but you know, it's with fervor you learn. So that's why it's called Asik. Rigvist means Asik, not just to understand the Gemara, but to be able to implement the Gemara, to apply the Gemara. Let's say when it's in Giri Hoy, the passing child, you can know the Gemara very well, but you wouldn't know how to apply the Gemara. See, a new child comes out, a child of electricity. So you have to apply it, you have to know, I mean, what electricity is. So you have to know the rudiments of physics, otherwise you couldn't pass through Shiloh. You couldn't pass through Shiloh electricity. So, but, and you have to know what Gemara to apply to electricity. So you can know all the Gemaras in the Sakha Shabbos. But if you are not trained in the application of the Gemara, that's a way. That's a way. Now, you see something. This is something that I prepared to discuss in the Torah Marashia, and it was mentioned, the Rambam was mentioned in the Marashia Kibbutz, but I didn't have an opportunity to discuss it. But now it's relevant, so I'll discuss it now. Very strange Rambam. Very strange Rambam. Rambam says in Kerikala Tilo Chastamon Torah, Haloche Yudalev Yudveis Yichayev Yishalein Ezman Midosev Shlish B'Torah, it's Gemara English, Shlish B'Torah Shebichsav Ushlish B'Tira Shebaopeh ושליש יובים ויסקיל אחריס דובו מרשיסם וייצי דובו מדובו וידמה דובו מדובו ויובים ומידי שעתיר נדרשת בהם עד שידע היכו עיקר המידס ויחיוצי או אוסו ועמותה וחייצי בהם מדבורים שלומה מפי השמוע ואימים זהו המיקרו גמור את הלושנים ודושנים שליש בתירו שבחסה ושליש בתירה שבעל פה, ושליש בגמור. It's very strange, what do you mean גמור? גמור is not תירה שבעל פה, so what is תירה שבעל פה and what is גמור? גמור, that's תירה שבעל פה. Still, גמור says, שליש בתירה שבחסר, and שליש בתירה שבעל פה, ושליש בגמור. So you see how the Rambam explains גמור. גמור is, in other words, to be מדמה דובו ודובו, so the Daniel double dovo the so it says du shlish yobin be yaskil ach is dovo mi she say the eighty dovo mi dovo the dame dovo le dovo the yobin be mi shan tevon tsreshen ben a chineida hey khu ikaramis hey khyotzi osa ba muta ve דבורים שלום, לא מנפי השמוע. והנה זה אני לגמור. So the Rambam mentions several things that on the surface do not appear to have any connection to each other. On one hand he mentions Yobin the Yaskilach is not on the she said, in other words, to learn the Gemara, so then he has to come to me. What is can be drawn as a conclusion from what the Gemara says. From what the Gemara says. And then Vietzi Dobo Mudobo Vidame Dobo Mudobo. When you pass the child, then you can difference what kind of a child it is. So what is the essential thing? Vidame Dobo Mudobo. Vidame Dobo Mudobo. I mean, you won't find in the Gemara or even the chain in about electricity. So you'll find other things. So you have to be dame, dovoli dovo. And then he mentions something that is entirely different. He should know the clothing of Midish Atir Vashmet. what's the shaykhus between midame dovo midovo and know the quality of Yiddish Atir and Rashi's bet? Rashi's bet, I mean, it's something entirely different. I know when my father learned with me, so he concentrated on midame dovo midovo. But whenever there was the more of Yalpuses, Rish Atir Breshet Ben, and Tesis, as the Kashis of the Kashis, why don't we learn the Kolochim of Hamdis from that? So my father used to say, this is something that we don't know the volume, and didn't spend any time on elaborating. So Tesis knew Kolochim of Kule, and Tesis knew the cloning of me, so things can ask and things can give to it. But what we know about the call of me, to us it is an esoteric domain. So we can rely on Tesis. Tesis knows what he's saying, then we don't have to know to question it. But here the Rambam mentions in Dami Double Double, together with the cloning of the Ashabal. Now, then there is another Rambam, very strange Rambam, that I wanted to discuss in the Torah Mother lecture. So, Ketzat. So it means, Yechayech v'shalesh ezman v'medosik, shlish b'tir shosaf b'tir shalopet, u'shlish yodin v'yaskil ach v'zdova medishis. Ketzat, halach izbein. Ketzat, hoyo balumnes, yoyo eisik bin lachte, Shoyin Sholis Vigain Ugitevo Teisha. An example. Not only Tzip was the Balmunis, and he had to be involved to work. That was all right in the days of the Rambam, which is possible today. Unfortunately, it's not possible. In other words, that you can be involved in the profession and you'll only work 3 hours a day. Who works only three hours a day? Either you don't work anything, you just get money without bringing it, but 3 hours a day and make a living, I don't know anyone who just works 3 hours a day and makes a living. But in the days of the Rambam, it was possible. Hoya Baunis, Boyoising Vachti Sholish Begay, and Vite Rotation, and 9 hours in total. Eison Atesha Kiri Bisholish Men Bitirash Bechsav U Bisholish Bitirash Baalpe U Bisholish Achireis Mizbenin Vidalte Hetz Gimore Lihobin Dovo Midovo Vidivrei Kavole. So he says, so here when he mentioned Aloche Hetz Gimore mentions Chayv Bisholish in the day, Shlish and Tirash Tuchsav, Shlish and Tirash Balte, Shlish and Gemore. So in explaining Gemore, he says, Midame Dovo Midovo, and to study the clothing of the Yudim Yish Atonement. But when he gives a concrete example, somebody is a Balunis, you see. In other words, when he mentions the Halloche, that Gemore mentions, so he mentions that the way it was relevant is Man Chazal. But when he mentions the complete example, so then he has to mention it in a way that it was relevant to the days of the Rambam, not to the days of Chazal. The days of Chazal, he doesn't have to mention examples. Now you have a habit, he has to mention examples. But, so, when he mentioned the Halacha of the Gemara, on the theoretical level, the way the Gemara has to explain it, the way Chazal meant when they said Shlish Gemara. So Chazal, so for their days, this man Chazal, so it was before the Chassidus Talmud, so the Tanoim and the Mohoim and the Ochachme Akabor, so they had the Keach to deduce Halachas to the Midrashim. But it's not Hefker, you can't just use the Halachas So the Gemara says, Kal Vachimra does not need the Kabbalah. Shote, you cannot use unless there is a Kabbalah. There is a Kabbalah. But Kal Vachimra does not need the Kabbalah. So Odom Yochel hates it like, what does that mean? That we today could deduce halachas to a Kal Vachimra. No one, you don't find even the shame or the game that will be mentioned halachas on the basis of Kal Vachimra. You won't find it. Tesves, less cautious. Why does the Gemara deduce Kal Vachimra this way? Why doesn't the Gemara deduce Kal Vachimra that way? But you won't find a single vision or a single going of the game who will deduce Kal Vachimra. Because Kalachimah or the Don Atzne, even without the Kabbalah, the nation is Sinai, that means, but that's most only to Chachma and Aseya, Tanoim Namoroi, but not to them, even Rabbi Boy, you couldn't be using Kalachimah. Tensis couldn't be using Kalachimah, the Ramban, didn't use Kalachimah. All right, sometimes you find the shame in Kalachimah. But that Kalachimah is not the Kalachimah of Lucky. It's not the Kalachimah of Yalfutsi, it's the Kalachimah of Lucky. You see, I mean, Kalachimah, meaning she called it Apple John. So that's a rule of logic. So if it is, but the Kalachimah, the price of the Bishmoel doesn't mean Apple John, all right, it's translated Apple John, it's all right. It's a good translation with another, but it doesn't mean a fortiori that is used in logic. That doesn't require Chachma and Aseya. So that's logic. But the Kalachimah of the price of Rabbi Shmuel is the Kalachimah that is Mosu to Chachma and Aseya, just like Zereshav. Zereshav requires Kabbalah and Rishon Sinai. Does not require a Kabbalah nation in Sinai. So who? Tanoim Amroim, the Chachma Kabbalah. Not the shame, not even gaining. So Tesis you'll find many times. Tesis. Other shame, I don't see. I don't know that other shame you should have these cautious. Tesis. Many times as the cautious. Why doesn't the Gemara deduce Kabbalah? This way, that way. And then they did it that. So the question is, because Tesves, you as my father mentioned to me many times, Tesves knew the quality in the Mir HaTiran version. Then some male Tesves is competent as Kashis. But how can we as Kashis, why don't we ignore it, reduce our family that way? We don't know anything about the quality of the quality of me. So they are ashamed like Shin, who wrote a special sefer on the glory of Mir HaTiran version. All right? But it's not so easy to know pshat in the sefer HaKrisis either. So, in the Kavachemah, that on the Doma Atzmeh, so it's only Tanoim Namoroi, but we not. So Melee, when the Rambam explains, Gemore means a plato. You know, he said, the science and the applied science. So in Torah you also have the Torah itself, Tawaras, and Chubes Yeroyim. That's applied Torah. That's applied Torah. So, this man, so what do you have to do in order to be able to apply the Torah correctly? To the Mechadim Lamid Shoterem, you have to be in your Geya. In Gemara. And what does Gemara mean? Of course, Gemara is there, Shemokah, it's everything. And Rav Nathan says, the Talmud Bavli is everything. It's the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah, and Gemara. But there, Gemara means, according to Rambam, the application of Torah. So you have to spend time to know how to apply Torah. How to apply Torah. How can you apply Torah? You have to concentrate on the Nidam and Yilzer and Yilzer. If you don't concentrate on the Nidam and Yilzer and Yilzer, you can't pass the challenge. Can't pass the challenge. Because when the child comes up, it will not be managed. Sometimes, yes, the exact case that is not enough. It is something like you get the child electricity. You won't find it, you know, explicitly what you have to be done. It's not so easy. You can't put it out, you know. But the Allah, how do you catch a microwave? You have to be Nidame Milzelis. So that's the more. But this man Chazal, when the Tamilim had the Kiyah, to the Nechadish born to the Nisha that is there, so melee, the knowledge of all the clothing of Yiddish Eterim that is there, was as important for the application of the Allah at the Paschal Shabbos as the Nidame Milzelis. But today, the knowledge of the core of Yiddish Eterim that is there is not relevant to Shabbos. You can spend 10 years in learning the Sefer HaKadoshim. It will not help you to pass the Shabbos. Sometimes it will be a handicap. If you spend too much time in learning to sharpen Sefer HaKadoshim. So when the Rambam mentioned the Gemara, Shlishi Gemara, and he's explaining it, you know, on a theoretical level, what the Gemara meant, Bisman Chazal, So just as Nidame Milzelimilze was indispensable to Paschal Shabbos, to apply to Bihoya, that's the application. That's the application of Torah. Just as Lahavdil, you know, the inventions and other inventions that present the application of the theoretical science, so Bihoya is the application of the Torah. So this man Chazal, so just as Nidame Milzelimilze was indispensable for the Roye, so the knowledge, the full knowledge of the clone of Yiddish Akhirin Rashid Ben was also indispensable for the Roye. The Tamen Amelech, so who had the authority to deduce the Roshes, he had to know all the clones, till Shalawach is in the clone of Yiddish Akhirin Rashid. But today it's not relevant. My have it. We are not in a position to be the Chadish Aloche even through Kalachina that are the Donatsne. Only the Tanoim Tamaloim. So what is relevant of the area of the more? Only the Tanoim Yilse. That's why the Rambam in Aloche Yudalef when he explains what the Gemara means, the way it was meant for Zman Chazal, for the Amoroi, for the Tanoim, the Amoroi, he mentions knowledge of the clothing of Yiddish Rashidim side by side with proficiency in the area of Nidame Milzelimilze, because both were equally indispensable for the Roy. Couldn't pass in Shabbat. Namele couldn't pass in Shabbat if he didn't know all the nuances, all the halachas in the clothing of the Yiddish Atreves. But today, it's not relevant. It's my habit. But what is relevant in order to apply halach, in order to pass in Shabbat, to be involved in the Roy? What is relevant is to concentrate on Nidame Milzelimilze. Nidame Milzelimilze. And in practical terms, what does it mean? Gemara. Shlish Gemara. What does it mean? So Shlish Gemara Shkof Sav means Yerush Yosav. It's about this faculty. Not just the Shlish Gemara Shkof Sav, but in the evening, it's true. The Tzolk Shkof Sav. The Bach Shkof Sav. So, that, and then, Shlish Gemara Shkof Sav, means everything. The knowledge of Kabbalah, the Talmud, the Shemim, everything. The Dilei Achreinim, I mean certain swallowing. Without learning them, you couldn't understand the Gemara, you couldn't go over. I mean, and never mind some say, some sophisticated people, they say that Rav Chaim didn't learn Mashor, didn't learn Maram. So needless to mention, I heard it from so many. that he didn't look into Maharshi, it's a lot of nonsense. That Chayim learned Marshoan, learned Maram, and even Maharshi. And not only that, to certain of Chayim's, he mentions the Sifra HaFoya HaKsubis. He mentions, how do you know the Sifra HaFoya HaKsubis? Probably looked into the Sifra HaFoya HaKsubis. Chayim doesn't mention in every piece of Torah the Marshoan, Maram, he doesn't mention any of the Shemim. He hardly mentions the Shemim of Chayim. But he learned, so this saying, which is so popular in the Yom HaYishiv, is a lot of nonsense. That Chaim learned Mashal and Maram and Mashal and Marashit, and he even looked into the Agoyis Rishashkut. Agoyis Rishashkut, Eti, it does not even have to be mentioned. And the Gilead Mashal, he went over at Rishach and at Rishash. I mean, that nonsense that he said. Well, Rashi they say that he didn't look and learn, she's also a lot of nonsense. He learned Rashi, learned from Baal, learned from Baal, that's nonsense what they say. That the Rashi, just learning the more and Rambam, and then Rambam, Rashi, is about a lot of nonsense. It's all right for the newspaper now. But it's a lot of nonsense. And there, as a result of that premise, that Chaim didn't learn Maram and the Mashal and I saw a kind of law, so he wrote that Chaim never considered other shittes of the shaming, except the Rami, also a lot of nonsense. He did consider all the shaming and the offending too. But there are some in the Torah, in certain shittes, I don't know the same relations. So, I'll antagonize many people, but in certain shivas, they are sound, in Torah, they think they, if they are smart, and you know, they are about learning, so you can go over the Gemara and look at the Rambam, and then immediately look into Kathayim. So, that's not good. They are a number of Torah. You don't look into the Shemi, and you certainly don't look in the Marshal and the Maram. Sorry, it's okay to look into the Marshal and the Maram. Maram Shiv is the biggest concern, Maram Shiv. The Chaim mentions the Maram Shiv in the piece of Torah, on Simoni Victoria, he mentions the Maram Shiv. So that means that the Chaim looked into the Maram Shiv also. Of course, if you shot the Easter, why should you? Rather to look into the Marshal and the Maramshi, but sometimes we had difficulty in certain cases, so you look at the Marshal and the Maram and the Maramshi, and I didn't know what others thought of it. They look. So, there are some in the Torah who think all you have to do to become a Godel is to learn the Gemara and the Rambam and the Chiddush Rav Lechaim, the Chiddush Rav Lechaim, then you are a Godel. It's a big mistake. So, in order to understand the Chaim very well, you have to go over first the Marshal and the Maram and sometimes even the Maramshi. So then you'll be able to understand the Chaim very well. Otherwise, little knowledge is worse than no knowledge. So, just to understand the Chaim very well, you have to, anyway, this is the last. I'm just denying that last. Chaim did not care for Bahrain. About this, it was even saying he didn't care for the Shemim either. Chaim did say he cared for the Shemim. But Bahrain, he gets a lot of nonsense. But Chaim knew every sense and every sinus. Not every time there's a mention. So, in relevant terms today, so Shlishet Yosh Betzav would be Chabalat Yisra'kish, with all the permission of the Rishayim, the Rashi, and the Rashad, and the Rabbah, and the Maum, not that we know the modern interpretations, that's a lot of nonsense, the modern interpretations. a lot of nonsense. But all the Perushim, including the Maul, that's their Shibazar. Shlish Yitira Shibalpeh means Shazbar, Shazbar, Shomer, Sakros, Kri, Sekte, Medroshim, that's their Shibalpeh. And what is Shlish Yitimore? Shlish Yitimore means the way. The Rambam, the Tur, the V, the Psak Halacha, Pisgi Halacha, the application of the Torah. So how do you know how to apply the Torah? There is a machlekes in the Torah. So if you know how we have to pass. So you have to learn. The Rambam, the Rambam is not the only one. The Rambam, the Tur, the Mechaber, the Amor, the Shas, the Taz, the Kribon. That's Shlish Gemara. So today Shlish Gemara means Poskim. Poskim. But Bisman Chazal, there was no Rik, there was no Rambam, there was no Tur, there was no Mechata, no Ramon, no Shach, no Pas. So what was Gemara there? So to concentrate on Dan Yitzel and say, any Bisman Chazal, also the clothing of the Mishakel Rashikben, because they had the authority to reduce our lotus. So they have to know how to use our lotus. They have to use it our thing, they are at home to take it over, it's not like that. It's in charge with the ball and the rabbit. So then the Rambam said, "Tis a clear balloon, when you're easy to walk, you show you, show you the end. ולתיר התשע, איסן התשע, תירי בשוליש מבטיר שבחסר, ובשוליש בטיר שבלפה, ובשוליש אחיריס מזבנים בדייטי, ללהוד מדובר מדובר. So, why doesn't he say, the real mate, שמיד שאתם רשבת? Because here, he discusses it on a practical level, for his days. So, it's not relevant. You can know all the clothing, but people not help him passing in Shilas. So he only mentions Midame double Dora, Vamedvor and Mamurim, the Trilas Talmudim Shalora, Abo Kishiagdo, the Chochmo, the Tzori Chloyu Rumi Tira Shibichsa, the Loyu Asik Tomi Tira Shibarope, Yikro, the Yitim Zimonim, Tira Shibichsa, the Dibre Hashmue, Kidishel Yishkar, Dobo, Midibre Tero, Midibre, דבר מדברי דימי תורו ויפנה כל יום אוף לגמור הדובה לפירי חב שיש בליבי בלי שבאי זאת אומרת that when we say שליש בתיר שתחזר ושליש בתיר שבאופה ושליש לגמור הרדת בתחיל הסלוח when it's not yet when it's not achieved the maximum in learning. So then he has to spend one third of his time on Rosh Hashanah, one third on Rosh Hashanah, one third on the month. But suppose he's a good ruler, he learned already, so he's a Bokhi Mishah, so he still has to allocate exactly 3 hours of his free time on Rosh Hashanah, and 3 hours on Rosh Hashanah, and 3 hours of the Moreno, then he has to spend most of his time for the Moreno. It means for Kosti. Toriroi. And what the eating is the monies. He has to spend time Tirosh Bechsad and Tirosh Chobet, because otherwise he'll forget. If you don't learn constantly, you forget. If you learn, you don't forget. And suddenly the Arachadu, so there is a certain psychological factor. It's a factor. If you keep on learning, so then you don't forget. Even you keep on learning in Sarasnide, but that will help you not forget the Sarasnide. How it is, I'm not a psychologist, but I'm sure it can be explained according to psychology. Because suddenly the other habit, the human mind is human memory operates in a very complicated way. So if one keeps on learning, you'll never forget. For those people, and you, people who study Kabbalah, and my father told me that Kabbalah they are considered as a ruling. I saw them in these countries, but everything, because he didn't learn. But if one learns, even if you keep some learning in Kochi Vitalis, he will not forget. So he made notions. How it works, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. But I'm sure that it can be explained according to some topic. So, the mailer, if you already is waiting for, then he has to study a little bit more in Spiritual Himself. And there's no pain. Most of the time, he has to spend in the morning. What does the morning mean? A polite halacha. Heroic. That's what it means. It means Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, the Chaver, Amor, Shachtas. And he says, in Divrei Kabolo, Ichlal Tiro Shebirsabe, Upeirushon Bichlal Tiro Shebaoke, the Ononiman Kroin Tardes Bichlal Admor. This is the Reyes. Rambam, Pershamishim, Chagide, to learn Buchim, so he says, and it's Meramins, you know, because we see that there too, except that we see that there, because it's called out, that the Bereshan Mishneh, the Ramban, Hadidye, there is the Bereshan, so he says, my separation is that's what we have done. That's in the context, that's what we have done. See, as we look, he says that the Yonim and Nikolim Pardes, Hina Nikolim Bichlau. The Yonim and Nikolim Pardes, that means Chokmas HaTeva. And Chokmas HaTeva is Bichlau Admorei. What is the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and when one studies physics, chemistry, biology, and we think as a little. Think as a little. Imagine if somebody would study mathematics, and then we'll see Hashem. Hashem says something to me, asking the people of the Arab and Hashem will give us the awesome thing to do something to her. And see, it's a lot. We'll have to find Hashem on something. And then we'll see the other Baruch. Hashem will have to go on with the rest of Hashem is not real. Then they'll say, vertical angles are equal. It's a Baruch of the Torah. Two Baruch of the Torah. Three Baruch of the Torah. Everybody will agree that, but you cannot see that at Torah when you study geometry or physics or chemistry or biology. So how is the house of the heart? So I think the Rambam doesn't say that you can use it. But there's the kasha by the priest. There's the kasha by the priest. Now I saw the kids are always as the kasha, which is the kasha by the priest. So he says the more. So he gives a very strange guys. He says there are two kinds of Chochma Lekus and Chochma Satan. So in respect to Chochma Lekus, I can accept it. In other words, Chochma Lekus is not everything that the thinkers, philosophers, all metaphysics is on the same level. So, but in respect to Chochma Satan, it sounds very strange. I can't accept it. Chokmas HaTeva is Chokmas HaTeva. When you say that it's Chokmas HaTeva of Nibble and Nister, of course, the scientists, the great scientists, have not discovered all the mysteries of nature. But whatever they discovered is Chokmas HaTeva. Chokmas HaTeva, I can accept it. So there is Chokmas HaTeva, Nister, there is a Kintzira, and so on. So for the Kintzira, but Chokmas HaTeva, I can't accept it. But the Chokmas HaTeva says that I can't accept it. It's very strange. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rambam? I think the pshat is very simple. The Rambam, now, I want to mention something yellow that I once discussed. And I wanted to say it at the top of my lecture, but many other things that I had to discuss which were more important than this, so I omitted that together with other things. Now, I did refer to it briefly when we learned how God, the Gemara Daf Ayin Hei. תגמור את החיים האלה. עומר הפנים נתפסת, עומר הגישור מלאי, משום בר כפור, כל הידיע לך שהיא בקופים סמדולי, ונחי שהיא, או לא בחקות שבימי, הסביר עד שם יעדיתו ומצלד את לבו. עומר עצמו בנחמים, עומר הביחם, מי שמצוא עוד או מלכה שצקות את מזורי, שנאמר, ושמרתם ועשיסם, כי חוכמסתם ובניסתם לי נעמי. וזהו חוכמה ובינו שירי נעמי, הדעים לי אז הכי שצקו את מזורי. So I mentioned that there are two judgments today. One is judged by the smart. The smart says that Chashev Kudus Mazolis has referenced the Islami. What's the difference in the Islami? Why is Islami different on a special level? More, let's say, than physics, chemistry, and reality. Why? So he says, because without Islami, you wouldn't be able to be Mikabel Eides of Kiddush Achilles. Because when Bezdi was Mikabel Eides, his man of Eides, so he used to figure out to astronomical calculations when the moon could be seen on the mountains in Yartisfar. So then Eidin came and said that they saw the moon at this and this hour and this mountain. So they knew exactly what the Eidin tell the truth, tell the Eidin, don't tell the truth. Or when Bezdi had to fight in Madras Hashanot, or in Doris Hanedri says, you have Kufes, you know, Yehobi, so you have to know his family, otherwise you wouldn't know whether to decide to be Abba Rishon or not. So there is a special mitzvah, and he mentions that in the Minyan Tayyar, a mitzvah to be Mechashit Kufes Mazobes. Now, the Rambam in the Chubes, so he says, Mashi Sha'olten, Madua, Mitzvah, Lord of Hashim Mazores, so he says, because when you ponder upon nature and you learn Chokhmas HaTeva, so that's conducive to Aras Hashem. So I mentioned briefly, Yatub Shotim, in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, he doesn't mean that Islam. Astronomy is an example of Chokhmah Satana, but it applies to Chokhmah Satana. In other words, because it's a medium towards Abbas Hashem. And according to Islam, the Gemara means that Islamity, because that was necessary for Kiddush Achide Shem Ibar Hashem. I think that not only say the very people in Timcha, the Rambam is Pshat and the Smakka. It's like Nora says, Mago Machode, Mago Machode, Rulutu. As I said in the Torah Mado lecture, that in Gav Kam Torah, there are two aspects. All other mitzvahs, from the same mitzvah that applies to the God of Ador, applies to the, to every Shei Mayim, every Chayt Chayitzi. No difference. But in regard to Talmud Torah, there are two aspects, because the Ramban, he mentioned in the field of Talmud Torah in regard to every Jew, so the creative Torah, when he says, when he mentioned the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in regard to someone who is the horse of mercy, and who is robed in his nicht of the Jewish Torah, so he says, he should spend all the time, and he has to make a living, so meal there are hurts. So he should forget about becoming a millionaire. If he wants to become a millionaire, nothing wrong with becoming a millionaire. But he cannot be Torosi Mercy. He cannot be Nichta Bekesa Shoteh. So there are two aspects in Talmud Torah. One vis-a-vis the average Jew, and one vis-a-vis those who have the potential and the inclination and all the prerequisites to be nichta because of Shokhara. So there it means Lo Yomush, Lo Tisa B'Yim and Lailo, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel said to Ben Dome, So Mele, here the Rambam, when he says, in the example he mentions, so Zacchaeus, he says, he has 12 hours, so 3 hours he's Esi Gumis, and 9 hours in total. So then he should divide 3 hours per Shabbat, 3 hours per Shabbat, and 3 hours in Gemara. Gemara means Zeroy. In practical terms, it means Zeroy. Aloch reminds me. Shokonoch, Machadar, Amor, Shach, Paz. That's what the Ragro, that's what Gemara means for us. So Mele, so what is being Gemara? In order to be able to pass the Shabbos. So, the Rambam is made to the Smag's job, and the Smag is made to the Rambam. It's Marom Achodem, Marom Achodem, vis-a-vis someone who is the Rosh Nosei, so then what Gemara says in Shabbos, Minayim Shemitzorod, Mechashitz, Kupitzim, Azorins. So it's not because it's medium to Avas Hashem. The medium to Osaris Hashem, Amisha Feinstein has to take a course in Columbia University in biology, in chemistry, in physics. Nonsense. He has his medium to Osaris Hashem, the best medium, which is the primary source of Osaris Hashem, involvement in Torah. But Amisha Feinstein also, now I don't think has shown that Amisha Feinstein should have enrolled himself in Columbia University. That Rav Moshe Feinstein was such a goyim. Sometimes I look at the tshuvas on most complicated shaylos in medicine. I become astounded. How is he able to? I suppose a certain scientist explained it. So in half an hour, or an hour, I don't know how much time was spent in explaining to him. There is one tshuva where he talks about humanity, about genes and everything. How? So he had a good mind and an unusual tfiseh. He didn't have to take a course in biology or in chemistry and physics. He discusses shaylos in physics, so I see that somebody explained to him and he understood very well. There is one tshuva in Achiezer, Haneza, about what's physics. So Hanina says he asked a certain engineer to explain it. And it seems that physical engineer knew his stuff, so he explained it to Haneza, but Haneza knew it. For Schmelke's Yitzchok, there was also tshuva about after Edison discovered in the incandescent light, because it seems not the fault of the scientists, it's the fault of the scientists to explain to him. He didn't know how electricity works on the electric didn't know either. So, for someone who is held out of a major punishment or a cancer, so in half an hour, he can understand these. So the major punishment was the kind of incident of mitzvah and hashit kufis mazores. So the smart says, because what is this one? Why is this one different than physics? In the days of Chazal, in the days of the Rishonim, it was different. Because in the days of the Rishonim, you didn't have to know chemistry, physics, biology, in order to apply the culture. It happened. There was no electricity. Now, I remind the Minishlein that Chazal knew of all the secrets, but they didn't have electricity. So it wasn't necessary as an aid to Torah, to know physics, to know chemistry, to know biology. It wasn't necessary. So what was necessary? Astronomy was necessary. Because
if you didn't know astronomy, you couldn't be Kabbalah of Kiddush HaKadosh. You couldn't be Ma'ar HaShana of this. You decided to Ma'ar HaShana not. Good days. Koyulon, Odi, you have to know astronomy. Good days. You have to know astronomy very well. So that was needed. It was accomplishing Kabbalah. But today, that astronomy is not needed. It's not there. Who made this in astronomy? I haven't heard. I didn't meet a single science student. I met, I'm not so young, I met so many science students. I didn't meet a single science student who made this in astronomy. I was told many years ago at Columbia University, 30 years ago, someone told me he had an astronomy course, and there are two students who did astronomy, Columbia University. So physics, chemistry, biology, there are hundreds of theories. And astronomy, no one is interested because it's not necessary. In applied science, it's not necessary. Only those who want to become weathermen, you know, or want to become pilots, they have to study astronomy. But others, engineers don't have to study astronomy. Doctors don't have to study astronomy. So today, astronomy might be necessary in order to pass the Mishael in international education. Or maybe Mishael of Tomoto, maybe also. Tomoto, you have to know a little bit of astronomy. So, to pass the Mishael in Tomoto, it's not very important, but one wants to be very thorough. So, in order to understand that you, Tomoto, when you start Tomoto, you, so, there are scholars now, Zayin Cheshven, and here we start either December the 4th or December the 5th. So in order to understand it very well, we have to know, I mean, the rudiments of astronomy, and that everybody knows, I mean, that everybody knows. But to know astronomy very well is not needed as an indicator. But to know physics, how electricity works, you have to know. To pass the child of the doctor's ass, you have to know many things. You know, today I get many shyness, medical questions, medical questions. So I don't know how to pass them, I don't know the details. So I have to do a lot of work on that information management. The doctor explains to me, gives me an medication for 10 minutes, I didn't know how it is. So first I have to look up and it's a computer becoming. That's my source of information. And then many times I have to pick out books. And then I call up doctors and I consult them. If I were to call up doctors without looking up, I wouldn't understand what the doctor said. I'm not going to find it. So today, in the days of this mark, so what field of focus apparent was necessary? As an aid to Torah astronomy, physics was not necessary as an aid to Torah. But today, that care physics and chemistry, if you want to pass from Shiloh. In chemistry, today, we get complicated methods of production. So I found out that nylon stockings are made from the husk of oats. You ever hear anything like that? Nylon stockings are made from the husk of oats. So, you have to pass from Shiloh in Pinsir. So, you have to know the rudiments of chemistry. You have to know organic chemistry, the rudiments of organic chemistry. And again, I'm not commercial chemistry. If I get such a Shiloh, I have to call up a biochemist and he has to give me an orientation lesson, and then he tells me what book to pick out, what to look up. I wouldn't know. So today, instead of astronomy, so the smart would say, no, biology, chemistry, and physics. But for whom is it necessary? For those who are involved in the work. But for someone who is not involved in the work, he's an attorney, he's a social worker, why does he have to learn Chochmas HaTeva, He, for him, it's proper to learn from the Sakteva as a medium for Zavad Hashem. Because if he's not involved in Torah learning, let him at least have that medium. But so Mileila, there is no machlekes between the smart and the Rambam. Smara machode, umara machode, the late Indian, the Lord says many times. Now the smart mentions the essence of the mitzvah of mitzvah of the Masoris in respect to one who is involved in the oil. So he is mechuyev to mechashit this Masoris and the ways of the smart. Only a son cannot have a chokas of that. First is necessary. But vis-a-vis people who are not involved in Torah learning and who are not capable of passing Shilas, so he certainly doesn't have a mitzvah to study astronomy in order to pass the Shilas. He won't pass the Shilas anyway. He never been involved in Kabbalah Seydesh or Kiddush HaChidesh or in Barashah. But for him it's also a mitzvah. But for him it's a mitzvah as a medium to Tzavos Hashem. I think that's the plain pshat in the smart and in the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Shlish Bidmore. So what is Shlish Bidmore? Apply to, in other words, to know the things that are necessary for applying the Torah, reminds it. So naturally, the Rambam calling powers, in order to know how to be Mother Hashem, in order to pass in Shiloh, a Shiloh international dateline, and I want to tell you something. The Chazanish was involved in the Shiloh of the international dateline. And the Chazanish, he mentioned himself, he looked through it, and he looked at globes very accurately, and he read books on astronomy, and he even read a book. He mentioned that he read the Chidushim of Copernicus and Galilei, and how he read it, because he had Paschal and Shiloh in the national plan. How can Paschal and Shiloh justify it? Well, for Hakidosh, there is no Hakidosh today. I mean, and then, Shiloh, you can never pass before Hakidosh. Shiloh, you have to pass through Hakidosh at all. So he had to learn it. And he read books, but I'm going to tell you something else, because there are such phenomenal animals who are ready to jump if they say something that they didn't hear before. But they are vain, so they think it's absurd. So just because they didn't hear something that they I once saw the Chaim Baruch was killed. Together, so together we have the Chayyim and his the clearing of the Chayyim of the Chayyim of the so he says we are explaining the Mishnah of the Chayyim of the Chayyim that the Chayyim of the Chayyim while the erasure show so he explains he says of course the Chayyim the lion is a habit that when the lion relaxes, he raises his tail. He raises his tail. When the lion relaxes, when the lion is involved in work, so then the tail hangs down. But when he relaxes, he raises the tail. That's his habit. Cash. That's his habit. The shul has another habit. When he sure runs, so he runs fast, you know. But, so his head is raised high. But when he sure relaxes, sits down, so again he puts the head between his feet, between his legs. So that's the pshat. And the son of Yahweh's DNA to our ways to people who are mechaved. Don't be the Reish Lashoni who will suppress you and will not give you any recognition. Like the Shul. Like the Shul, when he relaxes, he puts the head between his legs, and no one can even see.
So I was wondering, how the Prime Lord knows this? How does the Prime Lord know this? How do we know this? So I thought, that he really didn't know. He probably saw a lion once, and at that time he saw the lion, happened to have his tail legs, and he probably saw his shawl, and at that time maybe the shawl was out of sleep, so his head. He told me that. I didn't give him the benefit of the doubt, because he hurt my mind. Kind of looking at the meat, sit there, but I was all under the influence of the people around me. They didn't learn anything. They didn't learn anything. So then, when I was sick, I was in bed, as they asked for. So they had in the room, I was about 5 weeks in the Edison Hospital. So they had a television there. And the television in the Edison Hospital, and here in every hospital, they had a special channel on scientific matters. So naturally, what else could I have done? So I watched that channel. It was very stimulating, that channel. So I watched that channel maybe 5 hours. 5 hours a day. So they had all kinds of things, medical problems, cancer, heart failure, all kinds of medical problems. I mean, but we also had about the habits of animals. So they showed the habits of the rabbit. They showed the habits of the tiger, of the wolf, the bear, the lion, and the fox. So to my surprise, he showed, he pointed out that when the lion relaxes, he raises his tail upwards, and when the fox relaxes, so he puts down his head between the legs. No one can even see it. So then I think to the book, I'm watching small things, some hotness, a terrible book. In the days of Hanalei, they were all so hot again. Hanalei didn't know German, didn't know Russian, he knew Russian English, but there were all kinds of Chokhmas Ateva in Russian English, in Russian English. So he probably read about the habits of animals. Otherwise, how would he know that? Then it's a remarkable explanation of the author. Remarkable. So that is to be surprised. I mean, this kind of information, I didn't know it until I saw it on the special channel. We should have the inevitability instead of having some junk. I mean, no channels, so we should have the special channel on scientific information. 24 hours, I mean, they have all kinds of junk 24 hours a day. 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. Why don't they have one channel that is at work? But that's the problem of modern society. I'm not going to describe that. But I'm sure that a kind of version read it to me in the book of Hawkins of that. So Melee, this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, somebody who is also innocent, who has to know science, Chokhmas Ateva, in order to apply, 1 second, in order to apply the Torah, the mindset. So he has to pass Mishaelos in ethnicity, he has to pass Mishaelos in medicine, he has to pass Mishaelos in food chemistry, and that involves a knowledge of organic chemistry. So proteins, carbohydrates, and everything, vitamins, and everything. So Meili is Nihuye to spend some time. How much time should he spend? He has 9 hours of free time. So he should spend 4.5 hours on Chokhmas Ateva. So he says that
the shlish that is with more. So the studying, the new endowment that are necessary for the application of Torah should be included in the shlish that is allotted to the monk. Not that he's in kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah with studying physics, chemistry, biology, astronomy. But since the study of physics, chemistry, biology, and astronomy are necessary for the application of Torah, he wouldn't be able to pass from Shilas in his national day plan. If he doesn't know anything about the rudiments of astronomy, he wouldn't know how to pass Mishael electricity. If he doesn't know the rudiments of physics, he wouldn't know how to pass Mishael in food chemistry. If he doesn't know the rudiments of organic chemistry, so he wouldn't know how to pass Mishael in medicine, metals, and portions. If he doesn't know anything about the medical principles. Biology. So then, so he has to think about how much time should he spend just to divide the 9 hours of free time, 4.5 for power, and 4.5 for science now. So that should be included in the shlish. That's why the Rambam mentions that only in connection with the shlish. I think that's the answer. I'm sure. That's the right job. All right, thank you. Yes, you want to.
We said last week that by Chalazim, the Tzinner Rebbe learned all Latin, so in order to know what the Chalazim was,
he learned Latin. He learned Latin.
He learned Latin.
I didn't say all Latin.
All right, he learned Latin.
I don't know whether the Tzinner Rebbe, the Yarshin Hemach, would have been able to talk Latin. So that I don't know, but he learned enough Latin to be able to determine on the basis of the Latin word for that insect that found in the brain and see the death of him.
So he learned Chokhmah Hateva in order to apply Torah to
that.
But in any case, it didn't help him because he wasn't accepted.
There's a sin in it.
So he had the stated view that he should be accepted, all right? It's not his fault. The overwhelming majority of his contemporaries daily did not accept it. But she expected that it should be expected.
You said you have to have Misara, it's not enough to know.
Oh, that's what the Misarini said.
Yeah.
There were only few who did accept it. There were few who did accept it. But most daily did not accept it.
So you know, Latin is not enough for it in order to have Milan Torah. You have to have the Misara also, otherwise it's not good enough.
That goes without saying, yeah, what I say. That goes without saying. That you don't have to be used from the book. The Hatzim Rebbe is a Chiddush of Chiddush is not
He didn't think he needed the Messiah first.
What?
He himself didn't think he needed the Messiah. He thought that it was enough to learn Latin and do that. Not everyone can say that.
I happen to agree with the Messiah. Not because he was
calling us on.
It makes a lot of sense. And then the Ryan is from the Northern Shadows. So, anyway, yes. Yeah.
If you put the skills on the citizens, and it wasn't real, would it possible?
I don't want to pass now the Shadows. This is. We are getting off to the tangent. Alright, now we have the tasteless. So I started with all that because of the tasteless. The whole time I filled the brother, the woman that was a hero, our actually, and his brother, how you shall we also catch him as well? He raised many questions. How is it that the Kroche, we have one Kroche, and then the Halloween. So that we have really said that the Woche of Ashabah Abun Kohan is Mishkan and Theodosat. Because I told Sibon is Tosh, but I don't even know Tosh by then. So it's the same Woche because of Mishkan. And then we had another Woche, Shon Tisha, asking for the Theo, Theodosat, because Theodosat paid. So somebody gets it. Here's the Satori, he doesn't understand the word. Doesn't understand the word. They are kids who don't know the meaning of the word. They are the kind of people who are talking. So, really, the term is a classic, it's not made. So, but then Kirsch will pay, so they are you have to understand it. And if you have to understand it, of course, there are all kinds of degrees. If you understand the original picture, you can say that if you understand it, more than a bigger mitzvah. If you study it in depth, the more you study it in depth, the more mitzvah you have. That's why, so the purpose of Kirsch will pay is lasting to be completely involved. And then the Rambam says that the Kocha of Asim to the Teo, the Asim to the Teo is as reference to Medrash. Medrash, why Medrash? Because it's Man Chazal, the Yiddish Atom Medrash, then that was the primary area of Torah that was indispensable for the application of God. Like today, hey, it's in Daniel's and Yul's. So, this requires anything. You cannot just learn halacha in Maaseh just by hearing a lecture, by hearing shul, yes, but you need a data, and no more the data, otherwise you can't pass a child. The great machine, they just cast the child out of their sleep. There are some persons today who cast the child because they read in Shogun and Tion Baloche, so they cast the child. That's not the way to cast the child. They have to cast the child by being the moment to pay off, by going to the memorial, going to the machine, and going to the Shach and the Taz and the Chokhmah Sodom. And then you look into the Ikas Meisha, then you can pass the Shilas. But just by looking into the Ikas Meisha without going through the Morris and the Rishim, you want to understand the Ikas Meisha. In order to understand the Ikas Meisha, you have to know the Morris and the sources. Otherwise, unfortunately, I hear some people, they bask on the basis of the Ikas Meisha, and they don't pass the right to the Ikas Meisha. Because nature is referenced to one kind of set of facts and they apply it to another set of facts. So understand, because nature, you have to know the Gemaras, you have to know the Rishonim, you have to know the Mechaber, the Ramot, the Shah, the Taz. Not just to look up to this nature, the nature possible. You have to understand what the nature is. The nature is part of the bullet. So we may lay. So this is what he says. Here, the Medrash in Yerushalayim here is saying that Chablezan of Yeshua were involved in learning as children, as adults. He said such wonderful things. And then the Pirkei Rabbeinu says that he only started to learn Torah at the age of 40. That's what he says. But that Shibbe and Chablezan of Yeshua started to learn Torah at the age of 40. So Rabbi Akiva means Kipshute, because he was in Amoretz until the age of 40. But the brother of Yeshua didn't have Amoretz. His children were all from the Chacham. But he says, so what does the brother of Ezra mean? Only until 40, he says, showing you Osaka to Hasekot. And Osaka's reference to the Moret. As Rabbi Yehuda says, they become the king involved in the Roye at the age of 4. The king involved in the Roye. Instead of that, mentioned, I remember she was mentioned he even did it, that then he was not 40 years old. So he's not allowed to prosecutors, unless they go to his right today, youngsters, prosecutors, they're not in a radio room, they say, well, no, that he's not giving. There's many other things today that are not giving. So I don't discuss this. No one should discuss this. It is something that is close to me. No passion. But, so this is what is to me. Hayesham Osakachas. He became involved in passing in Shilas when he became 40 years old. But they learned Torah before too. As children, they were quite knowledgeable for you. See the wonderful thing we said. Our days, our dreams, no doubt, they bought Hotish Mishaka before. How vital that the Davik and Lamini in today's day schools would devote on this kind of shop in our days. So it would be a different sort. The Chinuch system would have a different sort of not only in the day school, and not only in Yeshiva High School, but all over, the Yeshivas and the Kollelis, but unfortunately, the Davik don't learn our beis, our dino, 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 dino. So that's the way things are. All right, now. All right. And they are closed, so they are read together. You write with it. So then they are high. Hakesit al psore chai. Hamisarit al psore. Kableza mechai chatos. Vachachomim pei. The shayri is where the misarim is considered klachri. Or it's not considered klachri. One second. Kosa de mashkin, the piris, babadrochim. והבקשותכם בכל דור שנזכה למזבות לחיודי וחגוי מפיך ומפיקי so כוס נספוקה בכל נצלח יד כוס אחיס אחס סומוך לקסב so one mandoma says so I mean so not one mandoma so he more explains it that this is Kosbach has some of himself, so he's also like that. So that's not like a blazer, because a blazer says, Achas alone is higher. So merely, according to a blazer, it will write, let's say, days, near an hour, and an hour was already written before it will be higher. But this Mishnah does not record it that way. Uksav al gabi ksav, so he's also like that. So in other words, that means that Gustavo